Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the podcast. It's been a minute, but I'm back and I'm so fucking excited to get this podcast up and going again. There's been so much craziness going on in the best way, and I'm so excited to unpack that all with you in the next few weeks. So I've been waiting for the perfect time to start this podcast back up, and this past week actually was the most insane week I've had all year. And I'm so excited to tell you about it, but first I wanted to tell you that I see a rebrand for this podcast coming in the future. Something that is more aligned to me specifically, so new name, new cover. I'm not going to be doing the usual intro with the music and things until I come up with a more aligned intro. So this is how it's going to be for a while, and damn, does it feel so good. So from now on, this podcast is going to be more like a come with me vibe, like watch me build this massive empire and come along with me for the journey. And this episode is the perfect way to kick off this journey with you. Let's fucking get it. I love this time of year. You know, the spring, everything's warming up, the birds are chirping, the sun is shining, and my vibes are sky high, baby. And this year, my only goal, well, you know how people make all these resolutions and by the end of January they fall off? Well, this year I have only one goal, become my next level self. And I mean like seriously do something every day that your future self does. And I'll get back to this at the end of the episode, but I want to start the story where I decided to literally sit down and define who exactly that person is. Like beyond what she wears, what her morning routine is, but like, who the fuck is this girl I am trying so hard to be? So it all started when I grabbed my iPad. I'm all cuddled up in bed. I've made some hot tea. You know, I drink green tea now. And I've got my candle lit and Lexi Pup is chilling with me at the foot of the bed. And I open my notes app and I start writing, I am someone who dot, dot, dot. Like I wanted to define who exactly my future self is. And it's a combination of who I am now and who I aspire to be. And I take an entire hour writing this small little paragraph because this is going to be the very person I start embodying for the rest of 2024. So I'm typing and deleting and rewording for like an hour until I'm totally and completely satisfied. And finally, this is what I wrote. I am famous. I am an icon. I am someone who is not afraid of being seen or making a mistake or putting herself out there. I am someone who takes messy action, who is unapologetically and fearlessly building her six-figure empire, who moves different because she wants different. And from there, my priority every single day was to be this person. And this is where the craziness started. So I follow a business coach who is an industry leader, okay? And she is hosting an in-person business conference in Tampa in September. And the vibe is like bad bitches only. Like it doesn't matter if you've only made $2 from your business or $2 million. Like this is where you want to be if you want to build a business that sets your soul on fire. And there's so many speakers and it's one of the fanciest resort hotels I've ever seen. And I'm thinking, oh my God, you know, think of all the amazing women I'm gonna meet. You know, I would fucking love to go. But then I revert back to myself and I'm like, you know, well, a lot of these women who are going are making 5 and 6 figures every month and I'm nowhere near that level yet. So maybe I should wait until next time. But then I thought, well, you know, the person who I literally just wrote about, like she wouldn't hesitate. She would grab not one, but 2 tickets, take her bestie with her and make an entire trip out of it. And so I bought the tickets. Texted Abby that we were going on this weekend trip to Tampa in the fall to this super bougie hotel, and I celebrated myself by grabbing my favorite Starbucks drink, and that was Friday night. So Monday rolls around. I'm feeling good, feeling excited. You know, I'm going to embody more of myself today. And so I get in the shower and I started bringing my phone to the bathroom with me. So when I shower, I can play music. You know, I have an entire playlist called High Vibes that I play when I need to feel, you know, pumped up and, you know, bring that main character energy and that bad bitch energy, baby. So anyway, I get out of the shower and I grab my phone and check my email for the first time that morning. I try to stay off my phone until I officially start my day. Like, I'm still working on that because I just get so excited to see what's waiting for me in my inbox. But I know future me doesn't check her phone first thing. So anyway, I check my phone and I see an email from a woman whose name I don't recognize. Okay, pause, wait. So I'm gonna give you a little backstory on this one. So back in September, October of 2023, I got an email about this event happening in Nashville in September of 2024 and how they're looking for just one business to come and bring their products to sell at their event. And I thought, you know, damn, there's so many bigger businesses out there than mine. I'm sure they'll be chosen over my business, but you know, what the hell? There's no harm in filling out an application. So they asked for things like, you know, your website and any other links. So of course I put my Etsy shop and, you know, what product categories I could bring to the event. And I submitted it and it said that they would notify the business they choose in March. Okay, so back to the email from someone I don't recognize. So I open up the email and the first little paragraph reads, Caitlin. Good morning. I hope all is well with you. We wanted to let you know that we'd love to have you as the vendor for our September 2024 event in Nashville. And my heart stops for two reasons. One, because, oh my God, you know, out of all the businesses that I know applied for that spot, I got it. Like, I'm going to have my very first pop-up at an event where I'm the only business. 200 people are going to be there and every single one of them is my perfect customer. And two, because I immediately realize that the date for the pop-up event is also the last day of the business conference I just signed up for in Tampa. So now I'm upset because I can't go to this iconic event that I was absolutely over the moon excited for. And I go to my studio and I can't even work because I'm thinking of all the things I'm gonna miss. You know, who am I not going to get to meet? What breakthroughs am I not gonna be able to have? What moments am I never gonna get to experience? And I think about it for like an hour. And finally, I had this thought come to my mind that said, well, you know, a bad bitch could do both. And I thought, you right. So I'm literally going to both. I'll just have to fly back to Tennessee a day early. So that means I'll only be there 3 out of 4 days, but that's plenty of time to meet people and make some memories. So that all happened just on Monday. Tuesday comes and I'm at a desk working on content and I hear my inbox go off. You know, I got an email and this time it's my licensing company emailing me and they basically said, you know, hey, Caitlin, this organization saw your designs and products that you make for all these other organizations. And they were wondering if you'd be interested in creating products for them too. And if you were interested, they would market them directly to their members. Just, you know, let me know what you think. And that made me so happy that someone likes my products so much that they would contact the licensing company and ask if I could create for them too. So obviously I said yes. And we got the ball rolling on that. So Wednesday rolls around and I'm on the phone with Drew and we like to do these like morning check-ins with each other. Like he's already at work and I'm in the studio working on orders. And I tell him, you know, wow, every day I feel like something amazing has happened and I just cannot wait for whatever's gonna happen today. And he's like, yeah, you know, I can't wait to hear about it. I'm proud of you. And so I go inside to have breakfast with my family and I mindlessly check my email on my phone. It's a horrid habit. And I see an email from a State University bookstore that they are asking for my catalog so they can buy product for their spring collection. And I'm so fucking excited. Like, I already have a catalog made and everything. I need to update it a little bit before I send it over. But for the most part, it was already done and made and ready to go. So I eat and I go to the studio and I immediately call Drew back. Like, it hasn't even been an hour since we last spoke. And he answers. And I'm like, Drew, something else happened. And he's like, of course. I knew it would. All of this because I sat down and decided who the fuck I was. And I started moving and showing up as her. Like, I could have sat on the sidelines and said, no, you know, I'm going to wait until I'm near the same level as everyone else to go to this business conference. But again, I'm someone who puts herself out there. So not only are we going to this conference that's already going to be completely epic, but I'm taking it to the next level. So I already have a photographer picked out to meet me at this resort because this place is so Instagrammable. So she's going to help me take pictures to really bring my new vision for my brand to life. I'll probably get someone to come do my makeup and I'll definitely dress like I'm on the red carpet. And this is going to be the most iconic weekend of 2024. And on that Sunday, I'll be back in Nashville at my first ever pop-up store, absolutely killing it. And I could have said, oh, you know, I have no idea what I'm doing. I've never even done a pop-up shop before. You know, I'll just wait until I'm ready and, you know, I have some experience under my belt. But again, I am someone who moves different because she wants different. So going back to the beginning of the episode where I talked about doing something every day that your future self does, and I think when a lot of people do this, they think, oh, you know, how does she dress? How does she do her makeup? What does she do when she wakes up in the morning and she goes to bed at night? And yeah, that's all totally relevant. At some point, I'll start really incorporating that too. But right now, as far as my morning routine, I'm intentionally not looking at my phone when I wake up. Like, I wait until I've had my morning tea and get out of the shower before I even look at my phone. But when I think of doing something every day that my future self does, I mean like more actionable stuff, like the stuff that really turns you into your future self. And for me, that's things like recording this podcast, pitching myself to brands to be a sponsor on the podcast, filming TikToks, going live on TikTok, writing an email promoting my Etsy membership, sending work to my assistant so I can spend the afternoon with Drew and actually feel like I did enough that day to move the needle. Like, I am so committed to 2024 being the biggest, most transformative year yet. And I hope you come along for the ride. If you liked this episode, please let me know. I always, always, always love hearing from you. And I promise there is tons more to come. I love you and I'll see you next week.